The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know when everything's going bad and you think, man, it can't get worse? Well, it can. Let's talk about it this Friday morning. But thank goodness it's Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Had one of the worst days yesterday. I mean, from the sun up till sundown. And I was finally calming down. I was like, all right, I'm collecting my thoughts, trying to find my peace. And Automatic comes in. I'm coming down the stairs. He's like, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? A tree fell in our backyard.
No. Oh.
And I'm talking like a big tree.
A giant tree. And I said, what? And I'm just standing there. He's like, it missed the house. Oh, gosh.
Man, dude, sometimes, you know, the higher ups are on your side. And sometimes God zipped down his pants and put a wood on your tree.
That's exactly what happened.
Boom, right there.
On your- put some wood on our property.
On your forehead. But I started thinking about it. And there is a silver lining. I believe... I don't know what anybody else thinks.
I believe the silver lining is we have a lot of firewood.
Okay, whatever.
We're talking silver linings like the playbook?
No, like there's a silver lining. There's a happy place. Okay, there's a good ending to this terrible story. When something that bad is happening to you, I feel like it's the universe about to give you something incredibly good.
I believe that too.
It has happened to me so often in my life.
And that's the only thing we can believe because we got to stay optimistic.
The tree in the yard was like, man, I must have something really big and positive coming my way. Please. National Day, Anthony A.
It's National Skip the Straw Day. So put the straw down, y'all. Save the turtles.
I remember what Anthony told me he wrote a long time ago at university. He wrote a paper about straws and not using them, how bad they were. And your teacher gave you an F.
Yeah, it was one of my, it was a public speaking course, which I flew by the way. And she pulled me to the side and said, are you making a mockery of my class? But that was like my fun.
I mean, but this guy sometimes his delivery.
But you know what, Anthony? You was woke before.
I was, dude.
Cool.
It was my first dip into satire humor. All right. We also got National Friday Fish Fry Day. Say that one, dog.
I love me a fish fry.
Hey, fish fry is good, especially when you catch them and you debone them and then you dip them in egg and milk and cornmeal and you fry those suckers, not in olive oil, in manteca. It is so good.
I will say the best thing about Lent is all the fish.
I like a fish fillet from McDonald's. Don't judge me.
All right. We have National Tortilla Chip Day. We'll wrap it up right there.
Ooh. You know what's interesting? Let me tell you something. I thought tortilla chips were something new. Okay. Aztecs have been eating tortilla chips and chile salsa for hundreds and thousands of years. I didn't know that. But the thing is they weren't mass produced until the 1940s by a woman named Rebecca Carranza in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes. Very.
But man, I was like, my people been eating. See, we've been serving the appetizer a long time ago before it was cool. All right. What?
You're repping that hard for tortilla chips,
I was going to say, come on.
Are you kidding? Everybody's got a Mexican restaurant that they go to that they say what? I love their chips and salsa. Everybody.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let your kids play outside. Let your kids walk to school. Let your kids walk to the store. Don't some of you have the best memories doing all the things I just talked about? I know I do.
I ran wild as a child.
That's the discussion in today's
The Parent Score.
Why don't we let our kids go outside anymore? Poor things are vitamin D deficient. We just have them inside, or we got to go with you. I'm too tired. I don't want to go. Let them go roam a little bit.
Let them get off social media and the games for a minute.
60% of Americans believe there's more violent crime in the U.S. today than in the 90s, and you would be wrong. Violent crime is much lower. 30% lower than even in the safe 90s. We started thinking, oh, they were getting tough on crime in the 90s.
90s were wild.
No. All of a sudden, we got tough on crime. That's when the three strikes were out and all that stuff started and crime turned around. Well, it's even better today. Of course, there's always nefarious folks out there. There's always going to be that. But there's less today than when we were roaming the streets.
As a kid, I never roamed anything, Dana.
For real?
I played outside. Yeah.
I roamed the streets.
Sounds like you're out there on a journey, dude.
I was out there on a journey.
I was exploring.
Really? You guys are like casting all these stones at other parents, but yet you guys have been shuttling your daughter to school as long as I've known y'all.
Okay, first of all, we live far from school, but I let her walk all the time to the store. Otto recently just stopped her.
Well, yeah, because somebody got murdered at the store, so...
One murder.
And it was Dana, this is like the third murder in 3 years. So I decided that convenience store was not the right place for her to be.
This is
a true story.
My parents let us play outside a lot too, and at the park too. We were also like football. It was like a bunch of jocks, like little cholo jocks.
My whole entire childhood was outside. 7:30 in the morning, I was out the door. I usually didn't come home until the sunset.
I used to ride my bike to the Arroyo. It's like a canal area, like where the water was. I don't even know that my nana and uncle knew where I was. I would just go, and I would just come back when I was hungry.
In GTA, San Andreas, like on video games. Like that's,
you were really going there.
Yeah, that's, you know.
All right, here's how you teach your kids to be safe when they're out. Be alert to potential danger. Look around. Be aware of your surroundings.
Somebody tried to steal me as a kid. All I did, I just ran. I ran to a stranger's
house.
And luckily, it was a nice old lady who let me in the house and let me call my mom and the police.
All right, so here's something else. Trust your instincts. Most often, kids, this you too, not just adults, most often if you feel like something's going wrong, it's because something's going wrong. Trust that feeling, and like Automatic did, run. Here's something else. Avoid anything that doesn't feel safe, which, like I said, going to the Arroyo was probably not the best thing for me to do, riding my bike down there.
At the parks where I was growing up, it always came with like, hey, don't touch needles.
Oh, yeah, for real. That's not even funny. But that's a real life thing. And then the final thing is, if you see something odd, some kind of suspicious activity, call police.
Okay. Say something.
Report.
All right. Can I throw a little bonus piece in there? I don't have any children, Anthony. But growing up, my younger brother, first day of first grade, when he was at elementary school by himself, he forgot to get off the bus.
Oh, Anthony.
So I go down as a big brother, go to meet my little brother at the bus stop. Nobody there.
No.
And I look at the construction workers across the street and I say, hey, yo, did you guys see a kid get off the bus? And go to, yeah, he just pointed. He walked up there. So now it's like, alert, my brother's missing. I run back home, tell my stepdad, he calls the cops, he calls my mom. My mom flies down.
It's a whole thing.
We're looking down. 45 minutes later, the school calls us and says, yeah, he's at the bus station. He just forgot to get off the bus stop. So I think the lesson is that is like, express to your kids like the route of how to get home and plan all that stuff too as well.
I'm pretty sure Ava did that too.
Yeah.
And here we are trying to teach you lessons. Well, we learned our lesson, okay? Let your kids play outside. The truth is, crime is down, and they need the sunshine just like we did, all right?
Yeah, right. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you think about the Kardashian and the Jenner clan, you always see smiles and they're always all sexy. That's not the case here. Kylie Jenner is opening up about postpartum depression. I think it's an important discussion. Let's talk about it now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Floyd Mayweather celebrating his birthday. And shout out Earl Sweatshirt celebrating birthday as well.
Hey, all right. So let's start off with Eric Holder Jr. He was a member of the Crips gang. He's the guy that shot Nipsey Hussle outside of his Crenshaw clothing store back in 2019. Shot him 11 times. Judge gave him 60 years.
Good.
I wonder if he even regrets it. Does he even, what were you doing, man?
I'm sure at some point when he's in prison, it's going to dawn on him that he destroyed a leader.
Destroyed his own life, his family's life. Stop doing that.
When this went down, it made me really have a big disdain and hatred for social media, because social media doesn't know what's going on in our personal life, right? All it knows is the algorithms. And I'll never forget the day opening up Instagram and seeing the live video. And since that moment, if I could, if my job and livelihood didn't depend on it, I would have deleted social media right then and there.
Brought everybody down.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. Okay, so now let's talk about Jennifer Lopez and her twins, Max and M. They just turned 15.
Dang.
They released some photos. I'm not going to lie, it's so cute. You see Jennifer with Ben Affleck. They're new siblings. They have three. Obviously, Ben has kids with Jennifer Garner. It just looks like they're in a very happy place. And Mark Anthony wasn't there because he just got married to his own child bride, 21.
Oh, dude, come on, hater. Chill, bro.
I'm just saying.
She's
damn.
She's adult, bro. What are y'all doing? Why y'all making it weird, bro?
He likes him young. He keeps him.
Hey, don't be saying weird stuff because your wife's here, fool. Chill, dog. He's knocking it down to 21-year-old, bro. Shout out Mark Anthony. Well, he don't have, that's great. Pawn the kids off on Ben. Yeah, dip, bro. Hell yeah. I want to grow up and be like Mark Anthony.
All right, now let's talk about Kylie Jenner. Now, she's had two children with Travis Scott, and she's opening up inside Vanity Fair about postpartum depression. She said first time was really hard. She didn't understand. Second time, difficult, but more manageable because she knew what to expect. I remember going through it, and I didn't know what was happening to me, and I was so ashamed of feeling like I didn't want my kids. I knew not to be like that. I took care of them, but there was no connection. It was like this out-of-body experience. The one thing I've learned since then, and doing research and reading and helping myself through it, is that you can't be afraid to ask for help. You can't be afraid to say something's wrong and ask someone to step in.
Do you think this is what led to her and Travis breaking up?
No, the word is that Travis didn't want to get married. And that's what led. She should have hooked up with Mark Anthony.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
America is in love with Starbucks coffee, and they got something big coming. I can't wait to tell you all about it. Food news, inside hottest hashtags on our Friday. We made it. It's Friday. Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Nugget.
I can't believe I'm beginning with an apology. I was wrong. I am rarely wrong, okay? Most of the time,
that's not true.
I'm right. Anyway, winter storms from the south to the north, from the east to the west. Punxsutawney Phil, I am so sorry. I doubted you.
Put some respect on that thing's name.
Yeah. He's a groundhog. Is he a big rat? What is he, a beaver?
He identifies as a they.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's definitely a rodent. I get it. We flew it. Well, you know, he's been right over 120 times since he started seeing the shadow. We saw the shadow, so it looks like he was right. Six more weeks of winter is here.
Wait, did you just say he's been accurate over 120 times?
Yes.
And you doubted this man? Or this rodent?
I'm apologizing, okay?
Yeah, dude, if your Mayan ancestors could see you now praising a rodent for the weather.
All right, let's move on to food news now. Starbucks is introducing a new coffee called Starbucks Oleato, which is their Arabica line infused with Partana cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil. So it's described as velvety smooth, delicately sweet, and delicious. It's a latte. You can get it cold shaken or golden foam brew.
Why do we have olive oil in our coffee?
Because it makes it smooth. I just told you.
What is the name of this thing again?
It's the Oleato. Somebody's going to call me and say, that's not it.
I feel like people at Starbucks now are like, yo, I bet you we can make these idiots say this out loud. It's like, yo, can I get
and drink olive oil.
Yeah, can I get a gold cream Oleato? Ew, that's not coming out of my mouth.
Every time I pull up, I need a large. You mean a venti? You know what I mean. You know damn well what I mean. You're going to charge me extra. Right? National Day, Anthony.
Oh, well, what about this, though? Skip the straw day.
We definitely love that. Save the turtles.
And we get to get my Oleato with a Slurpee top.
How Latinx of you.
Yeah, dude. It's National Tortilla Chip Day. Ooh,
hey,
ooh, ooh.
As I informed everybody earlier, Aztecs have been eating tortillas with chile with salsa for thousands of years.
Hell yeah, dude. And I'm just going to say this. For those of us who enjoy mild sauce, all right, we would really like it if you could back up off of us. All right, come on.
Mild chile is an oxymoron. Chile is picoso. It's hot. Bro.
Oh, yeah, dude. Just put like a little bit of it.
Enchilada, the definition is getting hot.
Do you get paste picante sauce mild?
Yes, a little bit, dude. A little bit. I get taco sauce hot, though. So, you know, I'm living on the edge right there.
I don't believe you.
We'll wrap it up on National Fish Fry Day.
Oh, my gosh. Look, not everybody in the country knows what a fish fry is. So I thought I would talk about my favorite fish on Friday during this time of year. It's the Filet-O-Fish McDonald's. Don't judge me.
That fish has nothing on Long John's. Okay, Long John's fish is amazing.
You go with extra crumbs?
Oh, nice, dude.
You don't like fish, do you?
That's disgusting, Anthony. Disgusting. It's Lent.
Don't worry. Not everybody heard it. DJ Automatic was talking all over that joke. So don't worry about it.
All right. It's Black History Month. I want to talk about Clive Campbell. Who's that? DJ Kool Herc. He's Jamaican-American DJ who's credited with contributing to the development of hip-hop music in the Bronx, New York, back in the early 1900s, 1970. It was actually his younger sister, though, who started to design back-to-school clothing and used her brother to play music at their apartment that started these soirees. So I just wanted to give her a little bit of credit because nobody ever mentions Miss Cindy Campbell.
Well, Kool Herc is the godfather of hip-hop. So put some respect on that man.
For sure. He used records like James Brown Records, and he would add like scratches and he would rap over the songs, and there hip hop was born. Go look up DJ Kool Herc today.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.